Managing chronic illness requires a holistic approach that encompasses physical, emotional, and spiritual well-being. Islamic teachings, supported by the Quran and Hadith, offer valuable guidance on how to cope with and manage chronic illnesses. Here, we explore strategies for better living with chronic illness, drawing on Islamic principles and examples from the lives of the Prophet Muhammad and his companions. Islamic perspective on illness. Illness as a test and a blessing. In Islam, illness is often viewed as a test from Allah and an opportunity for spiritual growth. It is a means to seek Allah's mercy and forgiveness. Quran, and we will surely test you with something of fear and hunger and a loss of wealth and lives and fruits, but give good tidings to the patient. Hadith. The Prophet Muhammad said, no fatigue, nor disease, nor sorrow, nor sadness, nor hurt, nor distress befalls a Muslim, even if it were the prick he receives from a thorn, but that Allah expiates some of his sins for that. Seeking medical treatment. Islam encourages seeking medical treatment while maintaining trust in Allah's will. Hadith. The Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, there is no disease that Allah has created, except that he also has created its treatment. Sahih Bukhari. Strategies for managing chronic illness. Spiritual practices. Engaging in regular spiritual practices can provide comfort and strength in managing chronic illness. Prayer, Salah. Performing Salah helps maintain a routine and provide spiritual solace. Supplication, Dua. Regularly making Dua for healing and strength is encouraged. The Prophet, peace be upon him, often made specific supplications for health and well-being. Example, O Allah, Lord of mankind, remove the harm and heal. You are the healer, there is no healing but yours, a healing that leaves no illness behind. Sahih Bukhari. Diet and nutrition. Following a balanced and healthy diet is crucial in managing chronic illness. Quran, eat of the good things which we have provided for you. Quran 2-172. Hadith. The Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, emphasized moderation in eating. The son of Adam does not fill any vessel worse than his stomach. It is sufficient for the son of Adam to eat a few morsels to keep him alive. If he must feel it, then 1/3 for his food, 1/3 for his drink, and 1/3 for air. Sunan Ibn Majah, physical activity, regular physical activity, tailored to one's abilities, can improve overall health. Hadith. The Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, a strong believer is better and is more lovable to Allah than a weak believer, and there is good in everyone. Sahih Muslim. Mental and emotional well-being. Maintaining a positive mindset and emotional health is important. Quran. And seek help through patience and prayer, and indeed, it is difficult except for the humbly submissive, to Allah. Quran 2:45. Hadith. The Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, advised, do not grieve, Allah is with us. Quran 9:40. Community support. Engaging with the community and seeking support can provide practical help and emotional strength. Hadith. The Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, the believers, in their mutual kindness, compassion, and sympathy, are just like one body. When one of the limbs suffers, the whole body responds to it with wakefulness and fever. Sahih Bukhari. Examples from the lives of companions. Prophet Ayyub, Job. Prophet Ayyub is a profound example of patience and reliance on Allah during chronic illness. He endured severe illness for many years but remained steadfast in his faith. Quran. And mention Job. When he called to his Lord, indeed, adversity has touched me, and you are the most merciful of the merciful. Caliph Umar bin Khattab. Caliph Umar demonstrated resilience and strong leadership even while dealing with various health challenges during his caliphate. His management of stress and health issues through reliance on faith and community support is exemplary. Conclusion. Islamic teachings provide a comprehensive framework for managing chronic illness that integrates physical, emotional, and spiritual care. By drawing on the Quran and Hadith, and following the examples of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his companions, Muslims can find strength, comfort, and practical strategies for better living with chronic illness. This holistic approach emphasizes the importance of seeking medical treatment, maintaining a healthy lifestyle, and nurturing one's spiritual and emotional well-being.